But I think that also led me to reaching towards the audience for a little bit more help. That wasn't such a hyper planned, I mean, I thought about it and I had things that I was like, maybe I will try this. But until I realized we were in that inside space with a circle, I hadn't really planned on this sort of like, I hadn't thought about audience participation in this way. I had been thinking about maybe I need to talk to the audience because I'm interested in right now this dialogue, this structure of a dialogue. And I don't quite know what I mean by that either yet, but I'm interested in this back and forth of someone asks me something, I answer, and like how we sort of move the conversation forward based on this back and forth, which is slightly different than call and response, which I think is a structure that dance uses or has used before. But dialogue at the sort of simple, like, I don't mean anything abstract about it, literally, like, what's your name? My name is Jen. What do you think of me? You know, just to move time forward, to sort of mark time with language and move it forward. So yeah, the gloves for me are kind of an offshoot of that research that I want to start. This disguise that allows for another conversation to be happening while potentially an actual linguistic dialogue is happening with maybe the, you know, maybe the performers, maybe the audience, maybe the narrator and the audience, maybe the narrator and the performer. I haven't isolated how I'll manifest it yet. That's gonna take probably a year long research to figure out how I want to theatrically set this. Yeah, but the gloves feel like an important first step. I'm sure there'll be another item that will act as disguise for the other bodies, or maybe I'll have gloves and something else. Maybe it will one day be a full disguise, I don't know. But the gloves felt like a simple first step in figuring out what are the subtleties of putting something on your body and letting it be object, but then also sort of embody it. And really the simple question of how long until these gloves are not gloves anymore. You know, like, I don't know if I got there on Thursday, but I wonder how long of me wearing them and making the sound until people just accept it and say, oh, those gloves are a part of her body. Or does that never happen? So that's kind of a question